know how to throw an anchor.
If Donna and I have to go do other things, we can just, we'll anchor for food. I can always go back. Ma'am, are you looking for somebody? We can help you. You looking for an anchor, a reporter? And I'm looking. You do not. If you knew what I made when I used to, when I started in that business.
I can promise you it has increased much. Please, but Jeff
Moore, is Tarek going to be here today?
He is. He's on his way.
Cool.
Coming from Clay County, so he might be a couple minutes late.
No worries. If you can imagine this, as we get ready to start this meeting, when I started on the radio, Don Lopez and I were together like 100 million moons ago. I made $5 an hour, 4 hours a day. I was going to say, you know, so I think I beat you out on when we started. Yeah.
No worries.
All right, let's go ahead, because I know we all have a busy day, and we're so fortunate to have the council president here, too. Didn't know he was coming.
Hello, council president.
Afternoon.
Right, it's all running together at this point. All right, let us go ahead and call this meeting to order. If we can go around the table with introductions, starting with our council president.
Ron Salem, Group 2 at large.
Rockman Johnson, City Council, District 14.
And Matt Carlucci at large, Group 4.
Thank you, Councilman. And to the public, we, if need be, at the end, we will have time for public comment. The reason for this meeting is for us to talk about the Three Seasons Mobile Home Park. Councilman Carlucci, I'm sure you've seen, and I saw something with you on television. I'm sure you saw something with me on television, and we've been honored that our local media has looked into this, and they see that this is an issue. And so at this point, there has been a report that is done by the Office of Consumer Affairs for those that don't know, just to bring everyone up to speed, there's a mobile home park in my district on the west side, Three Seasons. And the owner of the mobile home park is charging one bill for water. And this one bill is exorbitant, for lack of a better term. You've got 1,700, 3,000, 2,000, these crazy amounts that are being charged for water bills. But the meters do not show that the individuals that are being charged these dollars are the money that they're charged, is it for anything just because they just want to charge more money? And so the Office of Consumer Affairs, both Councilman Carlucci has had conversations with the constituent, as have I. The Office of Consumer Affairs has conducted a report, which they sent out on Friday. I think they sent it out on Thursday. We gave them until Friday. So they have until Friday of this week at noon. And so my request of you, Councilman Carlucci, since I know you have been a part of this issue and have long been a member of the council, is I want to send this report over to our state attorney's office and ask them to do an investigation. But I wanted to see if you would co-sign. We'll get that letter over to you so you could see it, but to sign on with me to ask the state attorney's office to look at this to ensure that our constituent and our citizen is getting not just that one individual, but everyone at Three Seasons Mobile Home Park, that they're getting their fair due.
Well, short of, you know, the report coming back next Friday showing everything's fine, you know. That's this Friday, right?
Okay. That's correct. Yes, sir.
I'm going out of town next Monday through, so I'll be happy to sign it on with you. In support of your efforts, you've really taken the lead. I think you've done a great job trying to help the people. And there's more than just one person, I think, getting overcharged out there. And this, from my research, is a practice that's been happening elsewhere. So, if there was some kind of a leak that was causing these people would be living in a pond. And there's just, you know, so, I think at that point, if there's no answers, if there's no clarification, then, you know, that's why we have a state attorney to probe and you're innocent until proven guilty, but I'd be happy to sign on. You write the letter. But if you can get it, if you can kind of pre-write it.
Got it.
By Monday, you know, that that would work out well.
We got it. We'll get it over to okay. you and your team this afternoon, just because I want us to be on the same page. And I'm not – I want it to be understood that, as you said earlier, Mr. President, this group, they're innocent until proven guilty. So we're not putting any dispersions, mm-hmm. although I don't understand how you can charge somebody in a trailer $3,000 for a water bill. But there could be a valid explanation. We're just waiting. And by the way, I'm not sure if you saw, but Rogers Towers, did you see that? Which is a very reputable law firm here, is no longer representing the owner of the mobile home park, or the trailer park. So,
you mind if I make a comment?
Please.
Oh,
please.
Thank you. The thing that I wanted to mention was that the leaks, I think they found two leaks maybe. They're on the consumer side. They're not on the. In other words, if they were between where the water was being fed in from the main line to the mobile home, you know, that would be one thing. But when you the leak would have to be coming from there and through the meter. But a sink with a pinhole type of leak, and then a toilet where they actually turn the water off. Those are not going to turn the meter. What's going to turn the meter is when the water initially comes through, or you got some huge leak that's just sucking the water, you know, from some appliance or some leak under the trailer, and none of that's happening. So so we'll see what they come up with. And you know, I think one of the things, too, that I want to mention, and I'm glad we have the council president here, consumer affairs hardly ever gets, you know, in the limelight. And consumer affairs has been around for a long, long time. They have saved literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the consumer, if not millions. It's was put into place back in the 70s. So that's an office of one. It used to be a division. Might be something the council wants to take a look at as a way for us to, and I really compliment you on going to them and getting them involved, because a lot of people don't even know the Office of Consumer Affairs exists. And as you can tell, Jimmy Carter, i.e. on the Jimmy, he's done a great job, very professional, and you've handled this beautifully. So, anyway, I'm happy to back you up any way that I can.
Thank you, Councilman. Mr. Council President.
Yeah, I think I caught both of your reports on the news. I think it was two separate reports that I saw. And I just came because I was just curious of what was going on. I'd like to there may be a reasonable explanation here. I have no idea. I hope that they're given an opportunity to explain this and maybe make the appropriate credits to the accounts if that's what's needed here before we get the state attorney's office and those kind of people involved. But I'm just looking at it from the outside. Did they indicate they could get a response by Friday, or was that the deadline that you provided them?
Actually, the Office of Consumer Affairs, yes. We took there, and I'm so thankful for Councilman Carlucci's work on this and helping move it forward, but that is what the Consumer Affairs Office has asked them to give them. It's the standard of the city.
Okay, and which is a week or so.
Exactly.
To respond.
And I'll okay. tell you, the local media had reached out to the owner of the mobile home park. We have reached out. I know my office, I believe your office, has reached out to the park, and we were getting no responses. And the responses that were coming in were – give us our money or pay us or we're going to put you out of this park. And those were to the consumer.
But what, one of the issues is beyond consumer affairs. I'm sorry, were you through?
Well, I just would like to make sure that we get all the facts before we take the appropriate action. And I'm not intimately involved, but it sounds like there's something going on over there, clearly, with their water bills, and we need to get to their constituents, so we need to get to the bottom of it. But hopefully in a week's time, they'll have ample time to respond, and we'll have a good feel for what the issue is. And if the state attorney's the right place to go, then so be it. Hopefully it can get resolved before then.
Well, we all hope it does. But I think, as I thought about it, the state attorney's office was probably the right place to go. And before I suggested it, that's what the Office of Consumer Affairs said that they thought should be done. And because we don't have that kind of – we don't have quite the leverage on these type of things like the state attorney does. And there's been – these type of things have gone on around the country, and as I've read up on it. So, you know, there's no rush to do anything except what's right, give them the time they need. They need more time. I'm not against that, but I think there's some explaining to do.
And I, again, to you both, I think understanding that, you know, I'm certainly open to it if they respond, if they ask for more time. While I have legal aid here and we won't prolong this meeting, but I know we did recommend that the citizens reach out to legal aid. Have you heard any feedback from anything on this issue? Could you do me a favor, and would you mind, can you, just so we can have it on record, you could come up to the table here and you can use that mic, and then we will, if there's a public comment, we will pull that forward. If you don't mind stating your name for the record. Okay, and if we could get code enforcement, if you want to come up as well, just in case there's a question that exists, my apologies. That way, if we can get all of this on the record and just step up to where there's a microphone on this side, if you don't mind.
This is Morgan, and she's the assistant to Tom Register.
So. Morgan, thank you so much for being here. If you please state your name for the record.
Sure. I'm James Tyer. I'm a staff attorney in our housing unit. We've spoken
with Jacksonville Area Legal Aid.
Legal Aid, sorry, of course. I know that we've spoken to at least one individual who's come to our office. We're working with them right now. We've opened a file for them, and we're investigating the issue. I think a couple of these individuals, we heard similar issues about several years ago, like back in 2017, 2018, something like that. So the problem was on our radar. I think we were able to help them resolve that issue then.
If you don't mind me, sorry to interrupt, what was that resolution?
I believe that we were able to get them to just drop the charges and let them remain the property. But I can't recall for sure. Like I said, that was 2017.
Gotcha.
But of course it's recurring. The problems didn't go away. So we've spoken to that person. We're investigating the issue. Our chief, attorney in our housing unit, Adam Thorson, is actually representing the person right now. And of course, anybody else that has this issue, we're actively looking for a resolution for them. And you were mentioning some referrals to the state attorney's office, but of course, there could be, you know, other civil recourse that they could have from our office that we can assist with as well. If they're being charged things that they don't owe and we're able to determine that, then, you know, that's a problem. There could be some consumer statutes that are violated.
Speaking of statutes violated, if I may, from code enforcement, because one of the things that we were talking about is there's really no teeth in anything that we could do on the city side. Am I correct in that understanding that there's nothing that we could say as a city, like they're violating this code that doesn't exist at this point, correct?
So I'm new to the position. I'm his executive.
Please state your name and
sorry.
For the record.
So my name is Morgan Dickens. I'm the executive assistant to Chief Register Municipal Code Compliance. So I'm fairly new to the role, and so just looking at the emails, I'm not really familiar with the case. He just told me to come on behalf of him.
And he's been very helpful. Mr. Register has been really helpful in getting us the details. With that, though, back to legal aid, the dollar amount, one of the issues that I think that was going on was that the people were charged money that they went unpaid. In fact, one of the emails, Councilman, I'm not sure if you saw it, but one of the emails was directing the resident, pay this in 30 minutes or we're going to put you out.
No.
And so those dollars are already expended. So there's really no, there's like, is there going to be a recourse, or is that possible? Would there possibly be some kind of recourse for that person? Because we're talking about a disabled veteran. Could they get those dollars back based on what you know?
I believe so. I mean, of course, they're clearly at risk. Even if they paid those sums, if they're paying those sums because they're being threatened to be evicted if they don't pay them, you know, it's any normal person would rather risk paying something they don't owe than, you know, potentially being evicted and thrown out of their home. So at that point, oftentimes we can get that money back. Not just that, but we can get other, you know, penalties and stuff like that, fines and stuff like that, because the individuals might be able to get compensation as well. So there is recourse, and especially since it seems like if it is happening the way it seems, then there could be a pattern to it. That could make it a much bigger problem for the mobile home park as well. And of course, the tenants at that point would be able to get additional recourse.
If it could stay civil, that would be great. And I don't mean civil just in how they get along.
Right.
But a civil issue, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, we don't know. And so we have got to solve a problem for people. I mean, that $1,700 water bill, I mean, and these folks are paying it. And I'm like, wow. So, you know, we just need to get it fixed and find out, you know, what we need to do to keep it from happening again. And hopefully people get some refunds. They sure deserve it, I can tell you.
Mr. Carter is supposed to get back to us to let us know by Friday at noon. So we'll have that letter just in case sent over to your office, and we can look at it. And Mr. President, you know, just so we obviously we're in sunshine, but we'll make sure that your office is copied on that communication as well, so you'll know what we have next.
Okay.
Will there be any comments that anybody in the public there? In speaking to him, he's really focused on this one situation. I don't have a number specifically. I'm curious to know, because like Legal Aid said that you had several other referrals. How many do you have so far?
I just have the one so
just
far.
Just that one, okay.
And any people, any of your constituents that are dealing with this issue, we highly recommend they give our office a call. We can make appointments for them. Even if maybe it's not an issue we can assist with, we'll still give an appointment, we'll investigate the issue, and we can go from there.
Mr. Minor, I will, and I'm sure you have a follow-up, but just to let you know, what we're looking to do in this in that community is literally go walking in the community, knocking door to door, and I'm in the process now of working to put together a public meeting. There's a VFW post down the street, so we're working to, which is about a block or two away from the mobile home park. We're looking to have a meeting, so if there are constituents that have issues, it may not be comfortable because some have said, confidentially, that they feared retribution. So we're going to have that public meeting, and hopefully some people will come and feel more comfortable away from the park, giving us more details, if that is indeed an issue.
It was my understanding from Consumer Affairs that they have four complaints at Three Seasons and then one at the Americana. Of course, they have three different properties.
Yeah, three parks.
So I'm waiting on some, like, specifics, because I don't want to, as the council president said, we don't want to jump the gun and say we're blaming people, but we also have to, you know, again, even if this individual was not a disabled veteran, it just exacerbates the situation that this person is receiving these bills. And just the stress alone of thinking that you have to move in this kind of housing climate could cause that individual additional health problems. So we want to do what we can to protect citizens any way we can.
Thing that I think that you've been a big help on, but you know, people want action. They want action, and you know, we dilly dally around with this. Before long, there's going to be another $1,700 water bill due. So they want action, and I think we're taking all the appropriate steps, and really look forward to meeting Carter at some point personally, and I want to talk with him about his office and make sure that maybe we need to work with the administration on taking a look. And I don't know if it's just him or if he's got a couple of others in the office with him. I don't know. But believe it or not, it was my father that created the Division of Consumer Affairs a long time ago, and that was his first big bill he ever did as a council member. And then over the years, it's dwindled down to just an office. But Emily Rutherford Liska, she worked there. Thatcher Walt was a reporter for the Journal back in those days, and he was ahead of it because he was a consumer advocate for the paper. And I'm telling you, they really did a great job. So I've got a little interest, and I'd like to see if maybe we can. We get to that point. I don't want to get into the administration's lane too much, but I do want to do a little checking on what their workload is and so forth.
Councilman, I will tell you that Senator Carlucci's presence is something I have long looked up to and lauded. So I am glad to walk in his footsteps by serving with his son and his grandson, but also this office. I think you're right. We must look at it and see, because for one person to do that kind of work, I don't understand how he does it, but he does a really good job at it. So let's work together and figure out how we can make that happen. Thanks so much. Any other questions? If not, thank you so much. And we will, if there needs to be another notice meeting, we will. But if this does need to go out, we will have it out on Friday once we, if that noon deadline is met or not. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.
Great. When you went out there and saw those people.